Michael, as always, we really appreciate the time. Thanks so much for stopping by. This summer just flew by. I can't believe that we're already here and that we're going to be seeing one of the best times of the year right here in the Finger Lakes. You guys ready to go? Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm excited, but now you just made me nervous because you told me how close it is. We're almost ready. We're doing some last-minute changes, and this two-week schedule change is, you know, giving the operations team an extra 2 weeks to really tidy up all the details. So I'm going to tell you, we're ready to go, man. We're ready.
What do the final few days and maybe even hours of preparation look like for you guys right around this time?
Yeah, there's a small army already here. I mean, you're putting fiber in. You're putting fences up. You're putting decorations up. You're putting banners up. Signs are being finalized. You know, the final waxing of the wood floors. The tables are being cleaned and scrubbed. I mean, there's literally a small army out there just doing everything. They've been doing that for the last 3-4 weeks, but the heat's really on now, and we'll finish it up here shortly.
You mentioned that there are some minor changes, it sounds like. So I'm wondering what's new and what's maybe going to be different or unique for visitors to the road course this time around as maybe opposed to years past.
Yeah, I think, I know the biggest thing that we've changed is we've put an event experience team together. So there's some folks that work here, some people that work out of our corporate office and our Michigan office, all focused on event experience only. So I can tell you there's 5, 6, 7 different areas where there's going to be music, DJs, games, kids painting. Toyota's bringing a kids zone and they're having a movie night on Saturday just for kids and s'mores. And we have our other kids zone. So all this is really the stuff that's kicking off the event experience team. But on top of that, we have our big stage in the Midway. And that stage is going to be programmed all day long Friday, all Saturday, all Sunday. And then every night, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night, we have a concert there. So, you know, there's so much fun for the campers, for the kids, for moms, dads, brothers, sisters. We've really expanded this to make this not just a race. This is an event.
Michael Prentice with us here on BTL, president of Watkins Glen International. We can't wait to be there, and so many people are so excited to make the trip to the Glen for the visit and the experience. And I'm wondering, kind of going off of that, you know, there are probably going to be some people who go to the road course for the very first time. Maybe it's their very first NASCAR race. Maybe it's just their first time at Watkins Glen International. I'm wondering, from your perspective, what's the very first thing you're telling a first-time visitor to do when they make the trip up there?
Well, if it's before the event, I'm going to tell you that, and so it is right now, obviously, download the app. The app will tell you where everything is, from where your grandstand might be, where the restrooms, where concessions are going to be, to where the fan autograph sessions are, to where the driver appearances are going to be on those stages. So that's like the most informational tool you can put in your hand is right off of your phone. And then if I'm going to take somebody somewhere, I'm going to walk them up and show them our guest service booth. When all else fails, go to a guest service booth, and they're there to help our first-time fans. Really give them some pointers on where to go, how to do it, where to walk around, or where to jump on a tram and just take a tour of the property. I mean, it's kind of like a fair free ride, you know. And so we like to tell people just to have fun, but that's what I would tell you. Download the app or go see our guest service booths. They're in bright yellow. You can't miss them.
And obviously, it seems like anybody you ever talk to, they always have that one place on the track that they love to be at, whether it's, you know, near the S's or the bus stop, the inner loop. I mean, the list goes on and on and on, obviously, because there's so many twists and turns. But what's your favorite part of the road course?
Well, I'm going to tell you, I was just watching some cars on the track. I'm going to tell you the bus stop, the inner loop, the bus stop, it's called the same thing. I love watching cars from right there. It's just, you know, they turn in, they turn out, they turn back in, and you know, they're all doing this at 130, 140 miles an hour, and it looks real easy, but I've tried it at half that speed, and it's not so easy. So that's one of my, but like you said, there's plenty. The berms and turn one, turn 10. There's just so many different places to just walk the rail and go watch every different corner that you can.
And that's one thing that I think I know for a fact I appreciate, and I feel like a lot of people around here genuinely appreciate too, as you kind of alluded to. Yeah, the race is the highlight, but at the same time, this is also a true, genuine experience. So how important is it for you, especially as president up there at WGI, to make it a true fan experience where people of all different backgrounds, people of all different ages can really have the time of their lives up there for this one particular weekend.
Yeah, it's a great way to put it. And, that, you know, and I used to mixed messaging, because I will tell you it's the best party in the world. I'll also tell you it's the best place to bring kids, because kids come for the weekend for $10, by the way. And so families can enjoy themselves. We have family campground areas only. So if you just want to make sure you're isolated with other folks, again, the party's here, the camping's here. It's like you're partying, camping, enjoying your family all in a national park. And oh, by the way, we have the best racing in the world Friday, Saturday, and Sunday right here at Watkins Glen International.
And speaking of the racing, every year it feels like there is just an unbelievable finish in one of those races. You know, last year, for instance, was just so awesome with Kyle Larson and Chase Elliott. You know, who could forget that 2012 finish with Marcos Ambrose and Brad Keselowski and Kyle Busch being right in the mix of it and spinning out? I mean, we've seen some unbelievable finishes up there at Watkins Glen International. I'm wondering what some of your favorite moments or racetrack memories or finishes may be from up there.
Yeah, there's no question. The Marcos and the Tony Stewart win, the Kyle Busch win. If you really think about it and think about, you know, now how many road courses are on the circuit at 6 or 7. And, you know, us in Sonoma started all that because the best racing was, migrated to the road courses. I think you're also the biggest thing you're going to see Watkins Glen this year is you're going to see with the second last race, the playoffs, you're going to have a lot of energy for people that haven't won yet. And if you win, you're in, you're going to have a lot of action. I bet you this year will be right next to 2020 or 2012 than it was in then. And I think you're going to see that in 2022. So maybe 10-year decade off of that best race ever is now going to show, because somebody's going to want to win and they got to win to be in.
That's for sure. Michael, before we let you run, you are going to get asked this question probably a few dozen times by anybody and everybody over the course of this coming week. And I know it's a little bit earlier on here, and maybe you'll make a different decision later on in the week, but the simple question, who you got for Sunday's Go Bowling at the Glen?
Oh, wow, you're the first to ask, just so you know.
I'm the first?
you beat the punch, so congratulations. You know, I've got a handful, but I'm going to pick one because that's all you ask. I'm going to tell you, I think it's Daniel Suarez.
All right. Why Daniel? That's not a bad choice. It's a pretty good choice. I kind of like that.
I think the Trackhouse team has just done phenomenal. You know, Justin Marks and Ty Norris have done a great job leading that team.
Yeah.
The drivers have all done well. Bubba's got his win. So I think, you know, there's another stretch. I would have gone him as maybe number one. But I'm going with Daniel this time. I think they're going to make it.
Gosh, a lot of people are excited. Even our producer is doing a fist pump. He loves that choice. I love it. Hey, Michael, as always, we really appreciate you stopping by for a couple of minutes. I know you've got a boatload of stuff to do and worry about. So thanks so much for the time and looking forward to the weekend, okay?
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.